This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and a gentle breeze in Haifa. Perfect weather to spend some time outdoors with family or friends. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully in response to Hezbollah's ceasefire violations, including rocket and drone attacks. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the drama in Pakistan and the renewed ceasefire violations by Hezbollah as the Iranian foreign minister leaves Islamabad. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shows video of IDF airstrikes targeting Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon overnight. Separately, I-24 News reports on the fragile truce in northern Israel that faces additional tests from Hezbollah's rocket fire. And finally, Forward describes a fragile refugee in Tel Aviv's bus station, where people find shelter deep underground during the ongoing conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Belaz, a news account, posted just minutes ago about Palestinians voting in municipal elections in parts of the West Bank and central Gaza, marking the first vote in Deir al-Balah in 22 years. Iacobi shared an image with the caption, "Then leave it," posting earlier today. Memory reports. A media research institute noted earlier today that an Iranian newspaper claimed Bahrain belongs to Iran, hinting at potential conflict if Bahraini soil is used by the US or Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that following Hezbollah's latest ceasefire violations, including rockets towards the Galilee Panhandle, Netanyahu has called for a strong military response. This decision aims to deter further aggression and uphold Israel's security in a tense regional landscape. Turning to the overnight strikes, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's targeted operations in southern Lebanon aimed at neutralizing Hezbollah's rocket capabilities. These actions underscore the ongoing tensions along the northern border, where the IDF maintains a vigilant stance. Meanwhile, in a related report from I-24 News, the fragile ceasefire in northern Israel faces renewed challenges from Hezbollah's persistent rocket launches. This situation raises concerns about the potential for escalation and its impact on civilian life in the border regions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Oasis Security has appointed Michael De Cesare, ex-McAfee president and Forescout CEO, as its new president to steer the company's global expansion in the identity security sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that supermarkets are slashing prices on items like iPhones and vacuum cleaners, creating excitement among Israeli consumers amidst the high cost of living. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Dynamic Infrastructure has secured a contract in Arkansas to deploy its AI platform, analyzing transportation assets to ensure better maintenance and safety. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.